Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Hello, I'm Kitty and welcome to this week's Stay Healthy podcast. Today, I'd like to talk about the power of gardening. Do you ever think about the food you eat and how it gets to your table? Do you ever think that when you're visiting beautiful gardens, just how they manage to get it like that and stay that way too? I was reading an article the other day about seeds and it really made me think. Back during lockdown, orders for seeds of all kinds increased by over 600%. And that made me really think about the power of gardening and what it contributes towards your health and well-being. Regular listeners to my podcasts will know that I have an affinity with the outdoors, with the natural world and being generally outside doing all sorts. So, is gardening your thing? Is it something you've been taking part in for years? Or is it something completely new to you? Now, I rather like gardening. I've been doing it for an awful long time. And there's something for me that excites my soul. It calms my soul too. And it generally makes me feel better. It's a strange thing, gardening is. Some people just don't see the point, whereas others absolutely embrace all that it can offer us. It's something you can do on your own. It's something you can do as a part of a group. It occupies a lot of your time. It's an all-round year thing too. There's always something to do in your garden. Well, indeed, there's sometimes too much as well, if you think about it. You don't need a spacious garden. You can do gardening in tiny space like balconies, windowsills. Where I live, I have a yard rather than a garden. Gardening and growing something yourself is such a rewarding thing to do, isn't it? It can give you pleasure, it gives you tasty things to eat as well as beautiful greenery and, if you're lucky, flowers too. And gardening attracts wildlife as well as pests, and it can bring bees and other lovely pollinators to your garden. I don't know about you, but for me, the ability to nurture plants from seed to baby plants to fully grown plants is a wondrous thing. I've watched the various stages of my new plants this year grown from seed. I've experimented with growing things, and as well as that, tending to the trees and shrubs and fruit bushes in my garden has been a delight. Watching their development, safeguarding them from the dreaded pests, and then eating the delicious homegrown fruits and vegetables has been rather joyful to me. And that got me thinking, what does gardening do for your health and well-being? Well, the psychological benefits of gardening. Gardening is a lifeline for an awful lot of people. It helps to reduce stress and depression, and it helps to improve your mood and also your happiness. It can connect people with nature. It helps you to appreciate the world around you. And if you do gardening with other people, perhaps in a community setting, you have a spirit of togetherness and shared vision, as well as a sharing of skills, knowledge and experience, and some good cups of tea. Gardening teaches you coping skills. It can restore your confidence. And it can help you to value yourself more too, so better self-esteem. Gardening can give you a sense of achievement and belonging. It can help with loneliness, and you can develop new friendships too. Gardening gives you a sense of place. It gives you a sense of purpose from the challenges in your life. And it also gives you a sense of peace and well-being too. A community spirit is a key thing to helping your mental health, and it brings together groups of people who can help each other. Indeed, gardening and ecotherapy are recognised as being really helpful to psychological well-being. So how can it help your physical health? Well, being outdoors for a start, it's proven to improve your physical health. Not only does it use up a lot of calories, growing your own food in veggies and fruit helps you to eat healthier food. You have to hand yummy foods straight from your garden. You don't have to go down the shop, pick them fresh out of the garden. How delightful is that? Being outdoors or in sunlight is so helpful too, because that prompts your body to make vitamin D, which is helpful to your bones. And as I mentioned earlier, gardening reduces your stress, so your blood pressure might be lower. And gardening contributes towards a healthy weight too, because of all the work you're doing. And also, you can become more self-sufficient. Now, I call it food independence. So that's no food miles, nutritious food, and just super because it came out of your garden and you've grown it. Gardening can change your life. I know it has for several people I've spoken with recently. Gardening can truly change your life. So go on, give it a try. Who knows where it might take you?